It's just me, Mila. Everything's okay. Just go back to sleep. Angel. Can sleep alone. It's not in my nature to suffer loneliness. Why be lonely when you can be held? Besides, I gave you the nicer coffin. I most certainly did for our anniversary. Excuse me, you were complaining that the old one was small and cramped. So I splurged and got you this palace. The very least you could do was allow me to visit. I'm not hungry. I fed too much yesterday and I'm all stuffed up. I know. It's just sometimes I get so hungry and then there's no stopping me and then I suffer the consequences. Tis tragic to be so led by your emotions. You make it sound like I make you suffer so badly. Well, what is sweetness without sourness? What is a kiss without a bite? I've missed you. And all this time, why have we not invested in a two-person coffin? They must exist. We're not the only ones down here. We are not the only vampires who practice monogamy. No. Though we might be the best at it. Not that I'm competitive at all. Having ambition is not a bad thing. It just has to be kept in check. Like hunger, war, lust. Well, you don't seem to have a problem with me not keeping that in check. Mm-hmm. I did not come here for that. I came here because I love you. And I missed you and I wanted to be near you. Same room, different coffins is too far. Needy. I think you'll find the word is devoted. They see what centuries of absolute adoration have done to you. You are entitled in taking me for granted. It's okay, I forgive you. You're only a monster. Because it feels good to spoil you. You should try it with me sometime. There can never be too much spoiling. I would know. Hedonism runs through my veins. To both our benefit, I would argue. I'm afraid I'm just gonna have to stay. I know, but there's nothing we can do about it. Unless you're willing to trade. Stingy. Well, I wouldn't be open to the offer anyway. If the coffin doesn't come with you inside it, it's no good to me. The interior's very important. What do they say? It's what's inside that matters. I am married. I am an ocean, my darling. It's about time you noticed. You could do to notice some more. Come over you, my love. 'Tis not like you. Oh, so it's my fault now. What a surprise. I'm in trouble. I'm sorry I exposed you to culture and humor. A poor, poor thing. 'Tis a wonder you survived this long. Your maker is a lewd, licentious woman. You've done amazing to make it this far. You've also had insurmountable joy and ecstasy. Don't joke about that. There's having a sense of humor, and then there's being cruel. Don't be cruel, that's my job. You'll be my sweet. You're very good at it. Did you faint last night? Enough? You don't have to hold back when I do, you know. You're bigger than me, you need more. I won't have you deprive yourself. Do you understand? I'm talking as your maker. As your love. Look after yourself. Because one day the gods may smite me for being so wonderful. And I might not be here to fuss over you. But it's highly unlikely. I'm far too stubborn to be smited. Especially since I don't believe in gods. There is only men and monsters. Maybe a few things in between. And that is for a day where I'm less sleepy. Do you ever miss being human? I think I've mostly forgotten. But maybe that's a good thing. We are where we are. We are what we are. If that means I have you, Hey, Sarah, It is what it is. Do lions think about why they eat gazelle? I'm comparing myself to nature. What are we if not a force of that? We can't go back. Only forward into time. Time and experience. And together. Everything else is just what it is. You know? simple, my love. It's us the complicated. We are as simple as my need to be near you. Instinct and want and need. What is that?